the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, classic.
It was a big day yesterday for old Sherilyn.
Turned 80, right?
Yeah, she don't look 80, but she turned it.
No. I was going to say if anybody knew how to do AI, but she's in the bathroom right now.
She is. She's wrestling something.
She said.
Have a rough time.
Oh, hey, there she comes.
Norm!
How you doing, Sammy?
Do you know what Newman said when he walked into court? Hello, jury.
Dang it.
That was not good.
I love a good dad joke. Where did the pizza pay his traffic ticket?
Where did the pizza... Where?
Supreme Court. That's not a good one either.
No, you could also use that for Diana Ross.
The other joke is a prop. Like you have to... Well, you pull your pockets out and say, have you ever kissed a rabbit between the ears? That's a good one. That's an old one. Wow. We just know a bunch of these dad jokes, man.
What you got over there? Smells good.
Probably a cup of chili.
What is it?
Coffee.
Oh, it smells like cinnamon or something.
I was hoping you had a ramekin of Bunker Hill.
I thought you had a diffuser in your britches. Smells nice.
Diffuser. You know what sucks is people were bringing up, like, how much longer do we have our legends? Paul McCartney, we talked about 83. Cher just turned 80.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're that age, you really got to start thinking about, I got what, 10 years if I'm lucky?
Yeah. Are you saying that people coming up aren't that talented?
No, I'm talking about like being old as hell and about to die.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I think of people that were great back in the day. I mean, like the movies back in the 80s, to me, were so much better.
I want to see how old she is.
I don't know
right
why.
Now. Oh, we can play this game. Diana Ross. It's not her birthday, but we're just...
Supremes, the heyday of Motown.
Yes.
Legendary, long career.
From The Wiz.
She's got to be at least 80. I'll say she's 80.
Paige?
Probably older.
What say you?
Jerry's mom.
That's where she 80, went to college.
82.
God bless.
Is she 82?
Yeah. 82 God. Years old.
Dude, I don't know what it is with you in those ages. Like, you just really tune into them.
No, I get them wrong half the time. I just kind of...
No, you don't. You get them right a lot.
Man.
Jerry Rawls, greatest receiver ever.
Paige, you loved him, didn't you? Like, wasn't the San Francisco treat actually Rawls-a-roni? Wasn't yeah, that right?
It was.
No. I've never eaten Rawls-a-roni. And I live there.
The Roastmaster General, Jeffrey Rice.
Jeff Rice, yep.
The only time I've ever had, like, box things like that, you know, like spaghetti, whatever, out of a box, was in South Carolina. My mom always cooked.
Have you ever eaten out of the box?
Don't lie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, I had Jeff Ross's phone number. Don't have it
donut
anymore.
Donut box.
He probably changed it. We used to have Gilbert Godfrey's, too.
I still got...
Still got his number. He's just dead.
Ah, no. Yes. That's one you can't use, man.
Yes.
I got DMX's phone number still, and he passed away.
Oh,
I got, you know, Mick Foley just signed to AEW, too.
Did he really?
Almost wanted to text him and congratulate him.
Well, why don't you?
Dude, do it.
You've been blocked.
No, it's just I haven't used it yet. I kind of want to pull back on it.
God, that you know, that's a whole political move. You know it? That's why
I remember now.
Yeah.
They got the kibosh from...
He didn't want to work for a company that... was associated with the Trump administration.
And Trump's in the Hall of Fame, and Linda
works
for
Trump. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Trump.
Linda works for Trump, yeah.
So he's like, you know what, too much.
Triple H is, plus, you know, TKO, the whole thing.
Y'all got Triple H is on the one of the councils, right? Fitness council or whatever.
He's like the Arnold. Yeah. The Arnold.
Make sure these fat kids work out.
Like, wouldn't it be great if it's like he goes to speak to a middle school like Arnold used to do back in the 80s or whatever, and he's like, he comes out and everybody's like, the kids are crotch chopping him. Stuff. Suck it, Hunter!
It's like when he was on Tough Enough trying to, you know, talk to the group. You got a ball hanging out of your shorts.
Yeah.
Fix that before you get in the ring.
God. Speaking of the Garden of... Good and evil. No, the Fountain of Youth. That's what I was thinking.
It was midnight in the Garden of Eden. You got the wrong. John Cusack was naked the whole time.
That was in Savannah, Georgia.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good movie.
He ate the apple.
So, I swear it's so. Somebody's getting a call.
So I got paid.
It's like it's episodic now. It almost reminds me of like the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp stuff. It reminds me of the OJ case. It reminds me of all this stuff where like now you got the UFO stuff that's like slowly we're gonna get it all out, but they're doing it a little bit here and there, a little bit here and there. It's same thing with the Epstein stuff. Like now, granted, there's still tons and tons and tons.
They say roughly half of is what we've seen so far.
Well.
Which is
there's a part in there that has nothing to do with trafficking children, underage, none of that stuff. But he's going back and forth. Epstein's going back and forth with this physicist. It's tough. I'm still having trouble with the S's after all those years of speech therapy.
A nuclear physicist.
I hate that you can say it better than me.
Physicist.
No, not a nuclear physicist.
Fistus. Are you saying fist us?
I'm saying. Physicist.
Okay.
Anyway, he was talking about time travel and how like this is a real physicist. God, when I slow down, it sounds even worse. Physicist.
Physiology.
Physicist. Physicist. Oh, here's one for you. So. Saying that, you know, there is no past, there is no future, it's only the now, and that, in other words, it can all be bent, and you can go back, but if you do, like, you will be active, but the world around you might be frozen in time.
Yeah, back to future rules apply when it comes to that stuff.
And like, they were literally saying, like, it bends, so everything that it's up is down, and they were showing this little graph on there, and I'm like, holy crap. Like, imagine you go back in time. Huey Lewis in the news. You go back in time and...
All right, DJ.
No. mental note came out of my mouth. You go back, but then everything's, like, frozen. But, like, you go up. Like, does this make sense what I'm saying? Like, everything's stopped, but you go back to a certain moment in time. Like, what do you do? Like, do you go back and Paige, worst person of all time historically, go?
Hitler.
Would you go back and...
He's up there.
Hitler's, you know, calling his shot, you know, pointing up in the air with his fingers. Yeah. And you go up, would you knock the hell out of him?
I'd shave his mustache.
Shave the mustache off. Okay. Well, then everybody think it was Mo from the Three Stooges.
You got to...
It's like you look like a clown.
Did anybody ever try to do that to Mo? Or to Hitler? Just go give him the two fingers right in the eyes?
Shave that stuff off.
They followed
his eyes.
Not
between the thighs, but in the eyes.
No, they did pop him on top of the head.
All right. I'd knee him and I'd shave him real quick. I just...
You wouldn't try to like, you know...
Look at
you,
an esthetician for life right there.
You wouldn't
wax him?
Like, yeah, like you wouldn't Red Sparrow this whole thing? Like, trick him in with your feminine wiles and hooters and then kill him?
I'd put, like, the sheet wax and pull it off very slowly.
You'd say, this is a tanning bed, but it's really an oven.
Yeah.
Would you, let's just say, for example, you know, he stuck his thumb out.
Mm-hmm.
Would you suck his thumb and then bite it off?
No.
Wouldn't that be, like, the ultimate sign of power?
I wouldn't want to touch and taste him.
Let's say it looked like a thumb.
Bite his nose off. What was that movie?
Oh, what if you take it?
What was the Mel Gibson movie where they're strapping him down and they're getting ready to, like, torture him or whatever, and he bit the guy's nose off?
Yeah. Oh, I think it was Maverick.
No, it wasn't done. It.
I mean, if I had to, if I knew.
It was What Women Think. No, I don't know.
That's what it was. God dang it.
I mean,
it was Passion of the Christ.
I couldn't.
He bit off Pontius Pilate's nose.
I couldn't kill him.
They didn't even have airplanes.
Because I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want the sin of murder on that.
Wait, that's why she went back in time, right? So she could kill him.
Well,
is that not the setup? It wouldn't be. I mean,
if you go back and stuff, it's like you go back in time, but it's frozen. Like, what? Okay, let's not say
she would have married Hitler because of his money.
That's true.
Yeah.
It would have been
he would have gave you money.
Charlotte Braun.
You could have had a German bush waxing business.
Yeah, but her name is Ava. My dog is Eva. It's different.
Oh, that matters.
Oh, what if they got switched and then he married your dog and you ended up having a human slave?
Oh, my God.
Indentured servant?
Yeah, that.
Because my dog is very aggressive, she would be humping Hitler.
Okay, let's change this from World War II rhetoric. Let's keep it here in the States.
I'm sorry.
Paige, you get some kind of genie. Kazam is Shaq. He comes out of a bottle. Oh, sorry, it's Sinbad. Sinbad, Paige wants to go back to yesterday at 2 o'clock and freeze time. What do you do?
Oh.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
Like illegal stuff?
I'd take a nap. I'd take a shower, and then I'd take a nap.
Finally.
It's not even Saturday yet. She's already showering. I think you're missing the point, and I'm not being...
No, because I'd have an extra hour before I had to go to my next job, and then I'd be able to get one.
Why wouldn't Lord. You do what I'm thinking here? Go back.
No rules, right?
No rules.
Okay.
Just right. I would go to whatever time.
Now, when you say freeze time, are you talking about when you go back to whatever time you pick? Everything's frozen.
Oh, back in.
Yes, people are stopping, walking, they're mid-sentence.
Nobody moves. Nobody can see you do anything.
I would go back.
Right.
Okay.
Because you're moving at the speed of light, which was part of what that Epstein thing was. So that if you move faster than the speed of light, which through teleportation or some kind of...
I'd go see my brother. Before that.
Don't make this sentimental.
But, I mean, that would mean something to me.
Oh, like, right. Well, I don't want to ask that.
Well, now she is turning into, like, frequency. Remember, like, he told his dad, the firefighter, don't go in that burning building.
Yeah.
Then he ended up dying from smoking.
Would you go back to, well, okay, my question would be, would you go back to before it happened, or would you, like, want to see what happened?
I know what happened now. Okay. I don't want to see that because I have nightmares about that. But what I do want to say is, well, I told him that I loved him before.
Oh, Paige.
But I just would want to say goodbye. I'm sorry.
No offense. But there's so many better answers.
You know, okay, I'll tell you mine and then we'll... Let's say it all. We'll count to three. We'll both say what we would do.
I got to pick just one.
Is it something illegal? Because mine is.
Oh, yeah. It's two illegal things. Well, the one, I don't know. It probably should be if it's not.
Well.
My wife's come back and set that one up.
Yeah. And plus, it's too early to say rape.
Yes, oh, my God. You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ah!
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, great song.
Nice.
Love this.
I wonder what happened to the wrestler.
I don't know.
Ruby Soho.
Oh, did she get hurt or got pregnant? She got pregnant, I thought, right?
Oh, yeah. That's yes, with that other, another guy from AEW. I can't remember his name.
God, who was she with?
Angelo. I don't know. I don't know where Angelo just came from. Is that his name? He used to be tag teaming with Matt Menard.
It's not Angelico, was it?
No.
From Lucha?
Ruby Soho.
Who's Rain Kid? You can't have this
one. Rain Kid.
Oh, man, they were so good.
You can't have Misfist CD, neither.
Oh, yeah, that's what I would have done.
Knocked your sister down at wrestling, I heard.
I would go back and knock her down. You gave Angel butt bump.
She took bump hard way. Messed her ass bone up, I heard. That little, you know the bone you have back there? It's called ass bone.
It ain't done it. She's talking to herself.
Hello. It's called coccyx.
Mary, I don't think it's called that.
Lord.
Turn it up. Huh. Okay.
So I guess we got to finish, right?
Well, I enjoyed. I hate breaks. I really do. I wish I could just.
I hate when I'm watching them, but like when I'm here, I kind of like them.
Well, oh yeah, but I'm talking about the continuation of talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we continue talking here, and then you know, sorry guys, that's just the way it is.
But we were good about not talking a whole lot about this one off the air.
Talk about something else.
Kind of save it.
So Paige, again, I ask you.
No, that was, yeah.
if you could freeze it, the day and time doesn't matter, but if you could freeze time, let's say it's now, uh-huh. You know, you freeze time, and I don't know how long it stays frozen. What would you do? Hi, I'm John Quinones.
Now this is open ended. It could be anything.
I could go anywhere I wanted to go.
You could do anything.
And how long do I have?
Again, you do not listen well.
I'm just saying, hypothetically.
You got more degrees than a thermometer, woman.
You freeze time so it stays as long as I want.
Yeah, I mean, it would not forever, because then that would be, let's say you get an hour.
An hour?
This is taking a Cher song and now turn it into 34 minutes.
Other than the nap.
That's what it was.
I think I'd go eat breakfast.
Well, you're not getting the point. You're not getting the point.
Oh, this is great. These answers are...
Unless that's your bougie answer. I hate eating breakfast with so many people around.
Now, look, you realize what the starting points are, right? You can go any time in the past. Probably go to the future if you want to even do that.
Where would I go?
Marty!
All right.
Any event, you could do anything.
I would eat breakfast in Paris.
What is
that? Dang it. Oh!
If you froze it, the dude making your crepes in the kitchen's going to stop. You're going to have to go in there and cook it yourself.
I'll do it.
That is dumb.
Well, you can
of
do
all the things in the world.
You can do anything.
Like, you imagine if Elon did a thing. We discovered time travel, and one lucky person is going to do it. Oh, it goes to at page 933, WTPT 933, hashtag Laskowski. You won. What would you like to do?
I want to go to Paris and have breakfast.
Hey, bro, I can get myself to. I don't care. Okay,
you can do anything you want to. No one would know.
So you want me to do something nefarious?
I want you to do what? I think that's your heart. That shows you as a person, and that's a very big compliment. I give
would you settle for a biscuit in La France?
Of anything you could do, and you would have breakfast. That's I believe you too.
Yeah,
you have no darkness inside of you.
But if you had to think, like,
where's Charlie Murphy?
Charlie Murphy. There's a better answer.
Yes, yeah. I would rob a bank.
Dude,
oh, see, I would never think of
that was exactly what I was going to say. That was one of the things I was going to say.
I would rob a bank. And I would do my research, find out which one would be the best one to rob. It wouldn't be Fort Knox because there's nothing there.
Let people out of jail.
No.
Plus, it would have to like be from a certain spot in the bank, because I had a teller tell me once that they got knocked off. It was a bank on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Yeah.
And they saw the die packs go off and the guy was going down the road. And sometimes they still got some of that money back.
Oh, I've seen bank robbery money before. They're supposed to burn it, but I've seen some.
Oh, yeah, because it's got ink or whatever on it.
So not only is time frozen, like everybody's frozen.
Okay, yeah. Can I have breakfast after I rob the bank?
No, I wouldn't think of stealing,
though.
I'd go pet a leopard.
You'd probably skin it and make a pair of breeches out of it, knowing you.
No.
It would have to be paused. Well, would you do that if you knew you could get away with it?
Yes.
Use real animal fur for your pants.
I'd go lay down with them and cuddle with them.
Well, hang on a second. This kind of turned weird.
It's turning into bestiality.
No. God almighty.
Why is it always like...
I told you I was a cougar.
Turned into a banner ad now.
I'm a cougar that wants to be with a Black Panther. Not like that, though. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'd go play with the giraffes.
When I put my fist in the air, it's holding some food.
I'd go pet them because they could move.
God, robbing a bank is a good one. That's exactly what I was going to do.
She would be sitting there eating croissants, petting a damn tiger. I love frozen time.
Now, here's the other thing. When time unfreezes, they're going to notice what happened.
Right.
It's not like it didn't happen, just time froze.
Yes, but you are moving at the speed of light, so it won't show up on any security.
Okay, so it has to be untraceable. If we rob the bank...
Even the flock cameras won't work.
We got to take the money that's out of circulation that nobody's looking for. Everything in the bank's accounted for and
marked. I mean, if you took the money and you gave it to people that didn't have it, I would say yes.
So, that's a very valid point. Stealing cash is not... wise to do,
because whatever happens, you're going to pay for that later on. Whatever thing, karma.
And if you did some kind of digital thing, there would that paper trail would exist. If time froze, though, I'm thinking from a movie.
Yeah, like okay, would we, well, you could just do one thing, right? So we're robbing the bank, but we're not trying to go stop any historical event that happened. Like, you're not going to step in front of JFK and take that bullet for him?
Hell no.
I'd appreciate it if you did. You know,
how would I step in front of him in a moving car?
Well, you got to get in it. That's the thing. It's paused.
You see, the
car's paused.
There's the fat kid takes off across Dealey Plaza trying to run. Slow down, limousine.
Yes.
Now, Kennedy's.
I run a 10-second 40.
Kennedy's paused, but his eyes are moving. And he's thinking, like, who's this fat kid going down the grassy knoll here?
It's like a young Fidel Castro running across.
Oh, no.
Who's this little fat redneck kid with a high top, the ass mole, I think.
The Bay of Pig.
You'd go stop the Guidestones from being destroyed.
Oh, I would like to go back and see how that happened.
Or there is video of it.
Let me put you right here. Stand right there and don't move, you little kid.
I know. God, I would change some scores in a football game or something.
God, now look. She's going back to Candlestick Park or whatever. She's climbing up the scoreboard.
She's turning into Biff.
Now, when they unfreeze, Joe Montana's like, I just threw three effing touchdowns. How do we have 3 points?
It's like, winner,
what the hell just happened?
You know, there's 1 point things at the end where there's just.
Right.
You feel like, you'd say something like, I'd go back to the Last Supper and I'd rub my boobs all over the food and then I would just disappear.
I'd steal Judas's.
No, I wouldn't.
I'd steal Judas's silver and give it back to Jesus.
Say, ha ha, you're an Indian giver. Oops.
Karma would get you. I would not.
You're a Corinthian giver. I don't know what they would have called an Indian back then. I don't know if they knew of them.
I would tell Eve, don't eat it.
You talk about the apple?
Yeah.
All right. You should actually go back and tell Adam, go ahead and bypass, starts with an L, Lilith. Don't mess with Lilith. She's a whore.
Now, what if you went back to Adam and say, look, what if I told you there was a Steve instead of an Eve? Would that pique your interest?
What if would you say, hey, listen.
No.
In the future, you're going to have... own half of the world's biggest sex toy franchise.
Yeah, massive.
You should go ahead and get a prenup with Eve now because she's going to try to own half the company that sells dildos.
You two have no clue what's coming. They're going to make chairs with holes in them.
Think about it. Think
you
about
eat
it.
The apple.
What was she listening to? A snake.
Yeah.
Serpent.
I would say kiss the snake.
And what did they sell? Dragon dildos.
He'd probably tell you to kiss the snake.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So she's in here throwing heat.
I tell you what, I think she did that as a way because I'm sitting here saying how virtuous she is and how sweet and innocent she is. You could freeze time, Paige. What would you do? I'd go have breakfast.
I'd go pet a leopard.
I'd go lay down and cuddle with a leopard in Paris.
Anything at all.
But then
those are dreams.
Off there, you know, if you send Paige a message, a lot of times she'll share it with us. And not the message, but just talk about it or whatever, and somebody's being a hater online.
She'll vent.
And
haters make me
boy,
greater.
That dark side of her came out, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Jeez.
What did I say?
She just ranted on the
you
one
said
guy.
Mother F his mother.
Yeah. You told him to go get his own show. Get out of his mom's basement. Then you said it's time for dinner, my 40-year-old son.
40-year-old loser. It's like, what? God. I mean, hell.
Wow.
That's offensive to me because I am way over there.
You're in the club. Yeah. How is it talking to you?
I'm nifty. I'm not lordy. I'm nifty.
She said, why don't you go get a show nobody will give an F about?
That's, I know, like strong. Wow. Like,
because they were saying something bad about you guys, and I didn't think that was nice. I think you're funny. You make me laugh all day long, and I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Honestly.
Your Instagram does the same for me. Yesterday, you had tentacles coming out of your eyeballs, and it...
She did ask the stupidest question earlier. I got to give you credit for.
What was the stupidest?
When you said, do you want me to make my boobs smaller? I'm like, what?
Yes.
Kind of R-worded question is
I
that?
I did. I have
wrong.
To.
Ridiculous. That's a W.
Damn it. All right, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Yeah,
I don't know
because
how.
People are saying that our answers of robbing a bank are lame. Like, what did y'all want to do? Like,
why is that lame?
Somebody said, go pants Trump. You're kind of gay then, if that's
you
a
really
man
are.
That said that.
Plus, are you pantsing him from the front or the back?
Probably, yes. You go to motorboat his bottom of his stomach.
Okay, dude, I don't want to
see
first.
That. I'm sorry. Please don't.
Yeah, you're having breakfast with a cougar right now or whatever.
Yeah, that's
a leopard.
Leopard.
Now, under the guise, everybody's frozen.
A leopard.
Arthur, and this is not a specific or Pacific person, by the way. Everybody's frozen when you go back to wherever. I mean, there might be some people you kind of curious about, you know, how stuff's looking, right?
God.
So you might, now look, I don't know if it's like technically illegal because they're paused and it's not really assault, but.
But it is.
I mean, like if you pull a shirt and kind of take a peek at somebody, you just. Like, it's not. Isn't that bad, first off?
Yeah.
Everybody's frozen. Now, they're not going to know what happened because.
That's true. It won't affect them, like, mentally, like with PTSD or anything like that.
Plus, you're not rearranging, like, clothes or whatever. You're just kind of.
And you're not, like, you know, thumping the melon like you would in a produce stand. You're not going up.
I'm doing that in private time. Well. But you, you know, you just kind of want
to. I can't say that I would really think that you would just take a peek.
I wouldn't do anything to, you know, that would physically hurt anybody.
Right.
Because again, the ramifications when time unfreezes, you know, they're gonna be like, oh, why do I just suddenly hurt for some reason? It's like the joke when you wake up and your you know, your backside hurts.
Oh yeah.
And there are beer bottles lying everywhere.
Right.
But you're not drunk.
You're bleeding from the buttocks.
That whole setup from back in the day.
Yeah.
So you just kind of
a song by Ray Charles from the '50s, bleeding from the buttocks.
Just kind of look like, I wonder what the, you know. So-and-so's butt looks like. So it's kind of, you know.
Yeah. I still would imagine, Rob, if you're listening, in some kind of
Rob,
time court.
He would have to defend this too. He just would.
Well, okay, here's a further question then to make this silly thing even sillier. God is still watching. You can't freeze that.
Yeah,
so now I have to think, like, now I need to do something that saves humanity.
But what would that be?
But here's the thing. Maybe that's a test. Maybe I would say nothing. And then the Kazam Sinbad Shaq figure would say, he would then reveal himself as God, Morgan Freeman. And he'd say, you passed the test, Matt Man, because nobody should play God.
Oh, it's not Shaq. Morgan Freeman's God in this one.
Yeah, well, he's been voted the best god in movies by the SAG.
There's not really a good answer. There are fun ones, but there's better answers than eating breakfast in Paris.
I have to honestly say, and I'm not kowtowing toward a certain demographic or anything, but I think it's real bad. You said you would sit there and look down women's shirts.
Well, I would, you know, I would look at their asses.
Why not sneak into their apartment and hide in the closet for a couple hours? Then you're not touching them physically.
You'd have to live in the Biltmore house if I'm going to hide in your closet, first of all. Aren't you going to notice that, like, there are no clothes in here?
Right.
But, look, it's awful. But robbing a bank is a good answer for people who are saying that's stupid. Like, it's not. What's the one thing you wonder about?
Well, you have to think, though. Like, what? Then time unfreezes. You have all this cash. Like, you have to slowly disperse it back into the community, you know, and you said it's marked. I think we rethink this.
Obviously, looking at women is a fun answer, but I would try to go back and stop a certain event. I just don't know which one.
Well, somebody says solve D.B. Cooper's mystery and then
it was a CIA.
Alex Murdoch.
See, that was never interesting to me, like that whole story. A lot of holes in it. Like
it was just done to get TSA.
That's all it was.
Yeah. It was a practice run.
But then again, you're one person going back and time's frozen. There's not a whole lot you can do as far as stopping, you know, certain stuff.
Right.
Wouldn't you want to see how they really parted the Red Sea and walked across it?
Now, I would like to see where certain artifacts have been left to, you know, that people can't find now.
Ark of the Covenant.
Shroud of Turin they thought they found, but they didn't.
Yeah.
The Ark, they think they found the Ark in Turkey, right? A few years ago.
Mount Arafat.
So stuff like that you'd wonder about.
Yes, sir.
That's all nerdy stuff. You got to do some self-serving stuff along the way, too. That's why I'm saying I'm just like looking at it like a boob here or there, you know, no big harm.
Yeah, but so time unfreezes, though, and suddenly Fat Boy who...
Creepy boy.
Oh, what if time unfreezes right where I'm peeking? I'm like, oh, no, it took too long.
I would start talking like this and pretend to be a ghost.
I'd be blind. I didn't know where I was. I thought these were balloons. Am I at Party City? No, those are your boobs. I'm sorry.
But if you say like, okay, I would, you know, several people were texting in 9/11. Well, there were several other airplanes. Plus, they tried to commandeer the one, and while it did go down, it...
Yeah, know, those people... That was 93, right?
Let's roll. No, yeah, think, Flight 93.
Yeah.
But that would... That would.
I would just... I would do whatever could get me ahead in life.
I would say... You know what? I think... I would say keep JFK safe. I think that would have... That's really where everything unraveled.
Oh, man.
That's where American confidence hit.
There is a freaking Instagram account that sets up the what ifs. And obviously, it's AI generated, but what if so and so survived? You know.
Yeah.
And they talk about the possible ramifications of, you know, what wouldn't have happened.
I bet you that had he not died, they would rescind the two limit term. Nobody would have. I mean, like, he was so beloved, except by the FBI and CIA
mafia
and the mafia. Yeah. So beloved. I mean, people had pictures of that son of a gun in their house, you know, like almost in a godlike kind of image, you know, not dressed as one like a doctor, but just dressed as, you know, just like a headshot of the president. And that's when, like, I feel like the unraveling came, and then, you know, Nixon and the gold standard and all that stuff.
Is the one we're missing...
But I can't say... Do I need to save my country, or do I save the world?
Well, maybe that's how this one plays into it. Are we missing, like, an alien-related answer here? Like, when we go try to seek proof? What's really in the redacted files that they release? Area 51, the whole deal. Would you want to know who the Illuminati was? Who was in it? Where they meet?
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, but what's that? Knowing it, what's it going to do to better anything?
Plus, how would you even go about?
Plus, if you came back all of a sudden and says, "Guys, I know who the Bilderbergers are. I know who the Trilateral Commission is." Oh, how do you know that?
Can't tell you.
I've stopped time, and I've. And,
plus, they would instantly kill you.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, exactly.
You would be so dead exactly. as hell.
Like, there's this dude. First off, like. You've seen by now the stuff about the missing scientists and stuff.
Yep.
Are the ones that are texting friends saying, "I will not take my own life. If they say I took my own life, it's a lie."
And see, that's what's tricky, though.
A week or two later. It's almost like they're saying it, but it leaves this whole unraveling thing of, okay, I didn't want to admit that I want to do this.
Yes.
But I am doing this.
If you said that to me, but it happened, so I'm asking, I'm assuming, like, well, did it get so bad that he just did it because he couldn't take the pain or whatever it was, the physical torture.
Yeah.
So even though you said it's not suicide, what if it got so bad that it actually was, and I got to consider that.
But why 12 or 13 within a two-year period? And they all have to do with, you know, this same kind of aerodynamic kind of thing.
Plus, we're leaving scientists in, you know, in Antarctica, which we share with a lot of countries,
yeah,
to just develop animals and weapons.
The DNA zoo.
Not to mention the fracking they're already doing down there because it's so full of natural resources.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to be. That's why they have
fracking
that treaty.
Fracking causes so many problems.
So much that we don't know about that's going on.
Does fracking cause that many problems, though? Mm-hmm. Does it? Because they say the same thing about cow farts.
They really do. And they drill for oil.
I mean, you think of the plates, well, underground, keep moving things.
Some Native Americans would tell you these oil pipelines are bad for their land, but I think they just don't want them running through it. Because aesthetically, it looks weird when you got a big pipe that looks like an L train. Running through your reservation.
And how come there's so many holes everywhere if everything's so sturdy? I think the earth is sucking in.
Plus, I knew a guy that had holes in Eric. Shoot.
Yeah, there it goes.
Damn. The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.